All right, this is a bonus episode. I'll share today the top 10 episodes so far. I'll list some of my personal recommendations that aren't yet in the top 10, and I'll share with you some of the upcoming guests, so stay tuned. Okay, top 10. Let's start with number 10 and go up. Lauren Templeton, a wonderful conversation about thoughtful, contrarian, long-term investing, and Sir John Templeton's investment philosophy, full of great stories and childhood memories. I met Lauren at Guy Spier's Intimate Value X conference. I was a guest on her podcast as well. We had a number of delightful chats since. Scott Phillips, Lauren's husband and business partner, was also a guest on Talking Billions. It's a very special episode. You can look it up as well. Evan Tindell. Evan is an MIT graduate, poker player, and a talented stock picker. We talked about investing, and especially the COVID-era crisis investing. I met Evan through a number of friends, Guy Spier and Sophocles Sophocleous. Sophocles was a terrific guest early on the show as well. Byron Tully. Byron is an old money expert, author of a number of books on the topic. Both his episodes are in the top 10, with one holding number 3 position. He offers an intimate look behind the curtain of the rule book of the American elite. How do they stay rich generation after generation? I had a lovely lunch at a Parisian brasserie with Byron earlier this summer. Jeff Henriksen. Jeff used to teach at Oxford and now runs an investment firm. He's an expert on behavioral finance. We had a long dinner and an adventurous train ride in Switzerland last winter. I really enjoyed this episode. Jacob Lundfisker. We talk about early retirement extreme. Jacob is quite a celebrity in the early retirement community, and this is one of his best interviews, I've been told. It's short but sweet, and it will leave you with a fresh perspective on building wealth and lifestyle. John Rotanti. John is a stock picker extraordinaire, and more than that, he has a gift for explaining complex ideas in an easy-to-follow way. He's truly passionate about analyzing businesses, and this episode is full of great tips, checklists, and more. Gautam Bate. Gautam is a celebrity author with an incredible story coming from India, working a graveyard shift at a motel, and realizing his dream of becoming a professional investor in the US. We had a chance to chat in person in Omaha at Berkshire's meeting. I highly recommend this longer but really special episode. Guy Spier. Guy has become a good friend and has had a lot of influence on me, my writing, my work. I discovered his work through Monish Pabrai, whose investor meeting I attended early in my career, 16 years ago or so. I met Guy in New York at his investor event and then at John Michaljevic's MOI Global in Zurich. He gave me some pointers when I was writing Money, Life, Family and made a lovely contribution to my last book, Crisis Investing. We talk about everything from his early experience investing family money to the importance of survival in investing. A truly personal, intimate, deep conversation. The top 2 spots are for Christopher Mayer. He was a guest on the show twice. Once we spoke about his bestseller, 100 Beggars, and then about his other books that introduced me to Alfred Koshipsky and General Semantics. It's a discussion of a more nuanced way of looking at the world. I read a lot, and very few books made me think deeper and see the world from a different perspective. And Chris's books have done both. Now, I'll give you episodes that might have been in the top earlier and are definitely worth checking out. Robert Karas, a Vienna-based investor, a kind, wise person, talks about working for a 100-year-old financial institution. It's just a brilliant episode. I highly recommend it. Eugene Ng, a smart Singapore-based investor who shares his personal story and incredible inspiration and offers great advice for true long-term investors. Ted Oakley, me myself as an investor for families, I pay great attention to the importance of staying rich rather than just getting rich. Ted has so much to share on the topic given his many decades of experience in the field. Jacob McDonough shared with me the history of early Buffett-era Berkshire Hathaway. It's a very unique conversation. I enjoyed it, and I learned a lot. Jacob has his own podcast now, the 10K Podcast, which I highly recommend. If you're curious to have your worldview challenged, check out Luca Delana's episode about ergodicity. Adam Ashton's episode about happiness and attitude, Milo Jones, The Quality of Questions, Ellen Carr and Katrina Dudley about women in the investment profession. Then Adam Mead and Todd Finkel. For Buffett fans, I highly recommend earlier episodes with Christopher Tsai, Brad Barrett, Jake Taylor, Phil Ordway, Alex Wetterling, Andrew Stotz. And I have to mention my very first episodes with François Sicard and James Hughes, my two longtime mentors. For remote work fans, Chase Warrington and Mitko Krashovsky. Whoever I missed, I'll mention you next time around. I won't say more, just scroll down and look them up. Okay, what's coming next? Dan Pekaw and Corey Wren will take us back to the early days of Buffett's Berkshire and share lessons from 3-4 decades of Berkshire's annual meetings. It's a very special episode. Dr. Paul Hochmeier, a psychotherapist to the wealthy, will share some lessons from his very unique practice. We'll learn more about the psychology of money, big money. John Maxfield will talk about banks and history. John is a superstar, and although I have a degree in banking, I learned a ton in this conversation. Matthew Turner, a UK-based author and a delightful guest, will talk about escaping the hustle culture and looking for meaning. Steve Lapham, a seasoned hedge fund analyst, author, podcast host, will share some secrets of the trade. Tom Morgan, the curiosity Sherpa to billionaires, a dear friend who was called the most interesting man in finance, will spend over an hour with him and we'll learn more about his fascinating research. Lucas Miller, UC Berkeley neuroscientist, will tell us how we can treat our brains better and use our full mental potential. Later, we'll also have a star appearance, William Green, the author and the podcast host of Richer, Wiser, Happier. Sean Stannard Stockton, whose articles are world famous among value investors, Daniel Crosby, a renowned expert in behavioral finance, Brian Feroldi, another well-known, widely followed financial author and YouTuber. There might be some other surprise guests that I'm not ready to share just yet. That's it for today. Tune in on Monday. The week after next, I'll be going back to weekly releases after doing Monday and Wednesday releases for 6 weeks. June and July were my busiest recording months, and I wanted to get all the episodes out in a timely manner. As you can tell, there is a lot to come, so subscribe, rate, follow, share it with friends. I'm having a lot of fun with all these conversations. I'm reading more than I have ever read in my life, and I'm doing my best to show up as prepared as possible for each and every episode. We're on the path to reaching 50 episodes very soon. We're also about to double downloads from a very high milestone that we hit in June. To all of you listening and following, a sincere and big thank you.